blessing of Christ Jesus be with you all, now and forever. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. I won't say who was a little pitchy. I think you know. Matthew Bray sings like I did in chorus. Am I matching my mouth with
that
the words?
That was me singing the bass one note, buddy.
Matt Bray with us, Lauren Hennessy and Brolo with us. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. We just finished shooting a commercial for our book that's coming out in January, the relationship book. We have the title, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, it is What Do We Do Now?
Yeah. Whee!
Is the title.
And currently working on music for that song. A song for the book.
Lauren and Brother Love decided to work on a song for our What Do We Do Now book. Yeah.
People know what books are.
Yes, they do.
Hey, fuck it.
Okay.
All right.
Really? We fought pretty hard for that title. I think it's pretty good. I think it goes well with a relationship book because, you know, all the other relationship books are, you know, you get married, you have kids, and I think that that shit is tossed out the window at this point. That's not necessarily the rule. So it's like, you know, what do we do now that we don't have this exact formula? And right. We'll let you know.
And the couple that we're looking at in this commercial is the couple of Brother Love and Lauren Hennessy.
They're playing the distraught couple.
Well, they keep fighting over women. They both want to bang these women. They're like, what do I do now? I love women.
We can cure this disease. Don't worry about it.
How can we love each other? Yeah.
I really love it that the answer to this question is in book form.
Well, you know, there's a lot of nows.
There's diagrams.
I'm very proud of both of you.
Thank you.
You did very good. Matthew Bray, great directing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I saw some of it. And I think people are going to get a kick out of it.
It's beautiful.
It's fun.
Thank you, McNally, ahead of time for agreeing to put it together.
Outstanding.
It's cool. I always think it's interesting when somebody else edits something that didn't shoot it. You know what I mean? Like, you have your, you know, you shot it beautifully. Such a great job.
Like any stand-up that I ever see on TV?
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. But I guess when I'm working on something and I'm like, wow, this is what we're going for. We do this, we do that. Hemda was directing us and Matt was directing and Newsy Choo was on the sound. And I think it's just really neat just because McNally's so good at editing. I just saw something else that everything that he's been working on, it's just really cool. I'm so excited. I think he's going to knock it out of the park.
It's funny that he gets it every time.
Gets it. He understands it. Knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
And it's cool that we're all like friends, you know what I mean? And all just getting together to create this.
Oh, that is beautiful. Okay. No, that's great,
well, right? to me, it just shows
I mean, you know, we can all collaborate and like just film this thing. Like, it's at least you like who you're working with.
I just think
for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
That shows what happens in.
Stop making fun of me, guys.
That shows what happens in the actor business, though, except on a bigger scale. And then, you know, you guys are bitching about it some days, but then when you guys are working with your friends, you're not bitching about it anymore. I do the same thing. It's like, well, fuck, I can't get into this thing because they're only going to pick the people that they're already working with, that they're already comfortable with. But I get it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mentioning how good McNally edits, let's go over some of these Keith and the Girl TVs recently, of course. The last one being The Branding. People finally got a chance to see that. And Mike the Intern, who, by the way, he IN'd me today. And he, because I was like, what a queer this guy's being about his hair. I don't even know what he was talking about. So now we have video that I think, quite frankly, might be more damaging on the video. Somehow he did like it. And he wrote, see, the video is even better now because I complained. You're welcome. And I said, well, you're a good guy.
Such a little
you're
bitch.
A good guy. But, yeah, people are really digging the video. Let me tell you some comments I'm looking at of people saying. They're like, you know, even if they're like, oh, I don't like his rough attitude or this and that.
They all can't get over
his balls.
This is the hardest video to watch slash, like, the one that you really want to know. Because didn't you get curious about how somebody gets a professional branding done?
It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
It is. You know the guy, but just to see the process.
Yeah, they sizzle his skin on purpose, and you're watching it happen.
First, they cut the outline. They cut, so it's a cutting and a branding.
Oof.
Great episode. More intern Mike torture and less intern Mike yapping. Another great music selection by McNally. I swear I could. These are different people, of course. I swear I could smell burning flesh when I was watching.
Yeah, me too. I did too.
I swear that I can feel my flesh being burnt. You know how when you watch a video and somebody's getting kicked in the nuts, everybody, and right, you guys just hold your crotch? That's how I felt while the skin was burning.
Is his next move swastika on the forehead?
I could see the flesh cook when he put the gun to the cut. Like bologna on a radiator is disgusting.
Oh. Actually, you know what? If I got nothing else, I could cook bologna on a radiator.
I cooked cheese sandwiches with my iron in college.
Oh, that's so cute.
grilled cheese?
Guys? Right. She didn't use her iron for your clothing. No, you used it for your sandwiches.
No, man. That takes too much time. I was hungry.
Yeah, gays don't press. Wait, guy gays do. Newsy, right?
Are you guys officially in love? What is this new banter that you're
like? Something's going on, right?
Yeah, this is. Yeah.
What do we do now?
Because they're actors, and actors have to fuck each other when the thing's done.
And we're not done yet. We have one or two things just to do, and we're staying. We are staying in character.
We have a pretty intimate scene coming up, actually.
Are you guys method actors? Is that what's happening here?
I don't know, maybe.
Methadone actor.
No, hey, Keith, we both just lost our boyfriend and girlfriend.
What are you going to do?
Look how Brother Love is the most in love.
I didn't mean to shrug it off. Sorry, buddy. Tech Andrew, our buddy, saying, holy frickin' mother of God, that is some incredible footage and an amazing story. Poor grad student. I watched the whole thing through my fingers. God damn, why would anybody do that to themselves?
Mackie from work is saying, listening live from the app, that video made me respect intern Mike for the first time.
Look at that. Not one, like, people question it. I'm sure people have said it's insane, but people have no problem going on these forums and really bad-mouthing. I can't see one that's really bad-mouthing him. You know what
How
I mean?
Like, could you? You're watching him being tortured. There's also, going back for a second, Fooey from Arizona is saying, bologna on a radiator. Now that's the name for a book.
We tried it.
TM.
Well, I think it's just also fun because you see the chili off, and you love to just... It's so funny to see, you know, Mike, the intern.
How stressed he is.
And then when his heart breaks, you can hear it a mile away. So now it's like the drama after the comedy. You know what I mean? Now he's being, you know, in the next phase. You know what I mean? It's hilarious.
Yeah, it opens up, of course, you saw with clips of him in doing Salvia.
Right.
And drooling.
Him doing Party Super Party and doing a funny voice with his take. And me and Henda, he picks up the shot glass and he says, like, I don't know what he does, right? So me and him to look at each other, and then we go back to him. I'm like, you want to do that again? Whatever you want to do? No, that was good. I'm like, all right. Okay. And then added, you know, the hamburger off where he knows he's going to get screwed. Chili off where he knows he's going to be screwed. Upcoming Keith and the Girl TVs. There's a new one tonight. Woo! I'm not shitting you. There's one yesterday. There's one tonight.
And tomorrow.
Yeah, it's... It came from another, kind of like I Shit on You, came from a hate letter, right? That song. This one came from a hate letter. Didn't like that I made jokes about MS.
A hate letter from a do-gooder. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Because they're so good that they get to shit on everybody else.
Yeah. Me and Henda are going to burn in hell. Henda will burn in hell just for being in the room when I made an MS joke. And that's what this clip is about. It's animated to where Henda's in hell and has to justify why she's in hell to Hitler and child molesters.
It's so funny.
It's brilliant.
I mean, I could see that every 2 seconds. It is so funny.
Wow.
So that's coming out tonight. And then later on, of course, we're going to have... Ray DeVito's stand-up. Who did it? Mike Kaplan. Mm-hmm.
The 100 for 30.
Yeah. Mike Kaplan did it just yesterday, right?
Yeah, last night.
It was very funny.
Amazing. It really was the shortest 30 minutes. It flew by. It was sort of like I just wanted more.
Saying he did the best out of the three.
I'm saying
the best in the worst way, because here's what I think. I think that booze definitely adds something, because we're all talking about pros. Micah Fox is a pro. Ray
booze,
DeVito.
Alcohol?
Yeah,
that's alcohol. Important to explain.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Alcohol for them or for me? Me and Keith.
Well, that adds also. But the thing is Mike Kaplan is such a straight guy.
What is that? Is that orange? Were we drinking Grand Marnier?
You managed to even throw him where I don't think he'd be normally thrown in any kind of crowd.
Right.
But Brother Love has these side comments that are like, why would you even be thinking of that? Mike Kaplan is talking about, you know, and of course, you know, I'm working for the $100 that you guys gave me, and Brother Love goes, say thank you. Say thank you. he interrupts like what might be a setup for a joke with, why can't you be grateful for this shit? They just sent you $100. You don't even know them. So he's berating this guy that's probably shitting a brick.
Right.
You know, and Red Love's like sincerely angry with him. It's brilliant.
And he was fantastic. And he was really cool. I mean, I actually enjoyed hanging out with him, like just in the setting and all that. We never really got to hang. We hung at the 1000 show.
Right.
I've seen him around this and that. And he's just, he's top notch stand up. Top notch stand up. Oh, I use language.
He is quite the wordsmith.
And he's very professional all the time.
Yeah.
He's so Jewish.
God, he's so perfect. Why can't I be that perfect?
Could you guys tell that I have a suppository up my ass?
Do you really?
I think so.
What do you mean you think so?
I'm a little confused. So.
I'm sorry. I'm just. I didn't know he was going to mention it, and he mentioned it to me earlier. And
what did you suppose? For real?
Mm-hmm.
There was a progression. Can I tell the progression?
Sure.
Okay. Was it last night that you told me?
It was this morning.
It was this morning.
Last night, it may have been earlier that day, but especially at night, just my asshole was, I don't know, torn up, burning.
From too much pooing, wiping.
I think I may have been wiping too hard.
I got the same thing.
But I saw blood on the tissue.
I got the same thing.
A smear where I can't even clean up all this shit because I'm pulling out more blood.
Isn't that scary? You're like,
yeah.
Is the blood from inside or from outside?
Yeah.
Because if it's from inside, you just want to say, all right, I probably about 6 months, I'm out.
But that just happened to my friend Jessie. She was bleeding out of her ass.
Way to call her out, man.
Right. Yeah.
No. Name and everything.
Jessie Olinda.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, the internet is forever.
Why do you have a suppository? I don't understand
Continue.
That part.
Okay, so
I'm sorry. So, why does he have
so we wake up this morning and I'm like, all right, we got to get ready for this shoot. Awesome. And he's like, he has this really sad face on. We're just waking up, so we both have sad faces on. And he goes, my asshole was burning.
He's like, so how you doing? Like, something's wrong with your face. And I go, my asshole fucking hurts and it's bleeding.
So
and then she says, well, they have things for that. They have pads. And I'm like,
and his face just turned into like a baby that you just told can have like his rattle all day. Aww. No one's going to take your rattle away. We have magic for everything you do. So I go, you know, they have something for that. He goes, oh,
you put a manpon in?
And then he goes, I chose well to tell you.
I was so happy. I'm like, wow, you didn't look at me weird. I'm like, because I'm debating. You don't want to tell your girlfriend your asshole's bleeding. She doesn't look back there too much. So how's she going to know? Why tell her? And then I said, and she goes, oh, they have stuff for that.
Like, yeah, sure.
I made a good decision. I was going to keep this a secret.
Maybe it was a peppercorn got stuck.
Right?
Check it out. I stayed over last night, so I brought, because I've had the same problem. So these medicated wipes.
What are we doing?
Medicated wipes are better than the wipes you have.
Vodka hurts us.
I know. You should have just came to me. I got them right.
You know, now that you mention it, I have a similar problem. Can I borrow a couple of those?
It's a
Why
preparation
is everybody
age.
Gross in this room?
It's really, you should put, you should get some, you have hemorrhoids, that's your thing.
It's not hemorrhoids. I know what hemorrhoids are.
Do you have a bump sticking out?
Nope.
Okay. Well, anyways, then can I tell the rest of the story?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know where it's going. Sure.
Yeah. So we're going out and about. So he went to the store. He got a haircut for the shoot. It's very fantastic. So we're walking towards the different...
By the way, yes, Kenda did just earn her ass Red Wings, if you're curious.
Okay.
Fine.
So we're outside. We're walking around for the different locations for the shoot. And Keith and I walk ahead a little bit, and he whispers, he goes, I have an ass suppository right now. I'm not sure that I put the whole thing in. So I'm not sure. I'm like, well, does your asshole hurt less? I think that's the important part. And he goes, I think. I don't know if I did it right. I'm like, well, if you want me to help you put it in later, I can do it. And he's like, is this like the point of no return? Do I not do this kind of thing? Like, she's being so cool about it, but how could she be so cool about it? It's my ass. And I'm like, what do I care? I don't know. Honestly, I would do it. I would do it for brother love.
See, that's why it's not in what do we do now? Because you already know. You'd do it. It's
right.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I would. Who gives a shit?
I would do it.
So I take this. Thank you, Lauren.
I would not.
I find it gay if Lauren did it. Is that strange?
Don't knock it until you try it.
So then.
Apparently he did.
So I try putting a. Look at this thing. Tux.
Oh, that's small.
Oh,
you've had
tux?
Bigger things in your ass.
Let me see that.
What?
I didn't know Tux made suppositories.
Story time! Story time.
This is dope. Really?
It tucks up in there.
I never had bigger things in my ass.
What does it smell like?
Oh my God, your butt plug is way bigger than that.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't lose it in my ass. Maybe that's the thing.
It has a handle. Usually those things have applicators, and then you just like shove it in there, take the applicator out.
And I'm not bleeding from that, to be clear. I haven't used a butt plug in years.
And you have to use a lot of lube. Sorry.
Okay.
A lube.
Yeah, with the applicator, you put lube on and you insert it. We can go shopping later.
Yeah, okay, ladies. So I start putting, and it's like, if you don't know, it's medication.
God, I'm sorry. They just posted your friend Jesse's Facebook, you asshole.
There you go.
Ass bleeder.
I'm guessing her last name starts with an O.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I start putting it in, and it starts, it's wax. It looks like wax. And it'd be like if you drink too much and you're trying to fuck a chick and you get to, and it's limp and you're trying to shove your little donut in there, you know what I mean?
Whiskey dick.
Exactly, but it's not going at all. That's what this is like. A dildo's harder. If nobody's around and I'm playing with my finger or something, it goes in. This thing's squishing all up my asshole. Half of it breaks off with dump on it, and I just throw that away. You know,
that's why it usually has an applicator. There are different ones.
Yeah, this one didn't have an applicator, so
you need one that's an applicator in the shape of a butt plug.
Right?
Am I wrong?
Maybe that's what it is.
And then we need to play a game.
So then, right before the show, I do it again, and now I'm more a pro. I got the whole thing up in there.
Do you think of naughty things so that you can open?
Not at all. But I did realize, I'm like, oh, the asshole is bent this way, because yeah. I don't really play with my own asshole, so I don't know what's working down there. So I get it in, but now I'm proud of myself, so I'm really shoving it in like a champ. I'm getting the whole fucking thing in.
It's going past where everything is the problem.
It's not. It's poking my intestines now.
Wait, so what did you do wrong the first time that you switched and...
I don't know. I went with more gusto.
Everybody, okay.
No, I think I knew the angle. I knew the angle. I knew the asshole...
Are you sitting on the toilet so you can open?
The asshole doesn't go up towards your neck. It goes, like, kind of bent
slanted
towards... Right. And
just like a vagina.
Right. Well, I'm not used to my asshole. And then this is the first time I really got to know my asshole.
Congratulations. And does this thing... You have to pull it out? Does it melt away? Does shit push it out?
It melts away.
Huh.
But then it makes me have to shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why you were waiting on the show a little longer than normal. It's because I had to keep going to the bathroom thinking I have to shit. Oh. And instead, I get the farts. But weird ones, because it's coming out around the applicator.
Oh, because you're lubed up now.
Whose farts smell like medicine?
Right.
Mine do.
I got the Bengay asshole. So then I'm like, well, I still got to shit. So I take a shit. And this tiny, tiny amount comes out. And so I'm looking in the toilet, like, did the applicator come out? Did I have to fight it? I must have had to, unless I have the huge asshole and it went around.
Did you debate calling me?
No.
Damn it.
But I don't. What would you do? Look at my asshole?
Year, Keith.
Is there an applicator in there?
I don't know.
There is or there's not. What am I going to do? So I look down in the toilet, and I don't see the applicator. So I really don't know if I have something in my ass or not.
There
quite
you have,
a way to
there
live.
You have it. That's the quote.
Already rang it.
That's well, keep farting and keep us.
But I didn't know. I didn't know they had this stuff for people. You know, as soon as it came to tell me, I'm like, wow, I'm not the only person that has this problem. You just said you did.
Yep.
This is a godsend. Look into it.
You remember the other day when I said I got to go check on my period in an IM, and you totally busted me on the show.
Right.
I hope that you have to IM me during this show.
Oh, we're taking a break, sure. There's no doubt about that. You can also, don't forget, Adam and Eve. Do we have to mention them?
Yeah, we do.
Well, let me mention, you can also...
Do we have to? Don't we want to?
Don't we want to, right.
God bless them.
AdamandEve.com.
Has all kinds of applicators.
Right. Next time we'll get the dildo that pushes, and then you press a button, it shoots a thing up your ass.
Some. How do you stop? There's not enough rules on medication. Don't just say apply, and they're afraid to mention the word ass or asshole.
That's called weird, right?
Put this in your bowel. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Yeah. It's so, weird when you have to talk in code for things like that.
Right.
Well, there's only a few places that things can go.
Anal. You know what I mean? It's anal not, is the word they use.
I don't know if it's my asshole that hurts. I don't know if it's the outside of my ass. And do I spread it like a gel? I put this into my ass. Does half of it need to be out to heal the half part? I don't know what to do.
Just this is such a great segue to a dildo company.
Mm-hmm.
Just be happy you didn't buy the suppositories with the Cockney instructions.
Right.
I don't know what that would be.
It would go, put this in your saucer. You'd be like, what? Oh, another word for saucer is a bowl, asshole. And then I would know where to stick it. I figured it out. But Adam and Eve, if you want to put normal things up your ass, and I'll be a weirdo, apparently.
AdamandEve.com, if you put in the code KATG, you get 50% off of most of the products, and they also send you something like 3 DVDs in your order. Dude, you just have to put in KATG. Anyone else have a toy? Fantastic. Brother Love, are you a toy user? You know, I don't know if you...
I am a toy.
You are?
You ever play with a dildo with somebody?
Good answer.
I could see him being like, messing with the dildo and she getting into it and you just going, fucking great, good, kill myself. This is great. Now you got this. Why do you need me? Good. I guess it bought you drinks all night. Okay, all right, very good. Fucking veins as big as my dick itself. Okay, good, kill myself.
Keith, I think you just wrote the last scene that we have to shoot later.
I'm down.
No, you know what? I don't think I ever have.
No? Nothing?
I'm trying to remember.
Can I recommend something to you?
Sure.
Okay. There's this thing.
Keep in mind, she also recommended the suppositories.
Is this that little rabbit thing or little button thing?
And how does your asshole feel?
It's something for your own penis. You put the cock ring on. Now, I understand. I'm not saying that you need to whatever. The cock ring is supposed to hold
like my sister telling me to put a cock ring on.
Oh, shut up. It's supposed to
hold... Okay, keep going.
It's supposed to hold your erection for longer. I'm not sure that it really does that. But the point is these things sometimes have these vibrator little sleeves for it. And you can have like one or two. And if you have one, it's for her. And if you have two, it's for you also. It turns your penis into a vibrator.
Oh, all right.
Pretty
done.
Fucking cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Done.
Please, you won't feel a thing.
No, because one of the vibrator little bullet things is tickling your balls at the same time.
I'm into it. Right on.
You can put that on a dildo too, ladies.
Nothing's ever good enough.
Yeah, right?
we're not actively trying to get them to
face us out completely.
Okay, since we're talking, ladies, there's a thing that you can put on your tongue that makes your tongue vibrate if you're into that also. AdamandEve.com, put in code KATG.
It gags you at the same time. We all know you like that thing.
What is it? What goes on your tongue?
Wait, it makes your tongue...
It's like a ring for your tongue. You put it on, it has a vibrating thing, and then you can...
Just practice doing the Gene Simmons tongue. Jesus Christ.
And then you're like, how does that feel? Does it feel good?
It feels good. It feels very nice. You just have Nixon blowing you.
Ew.
So get the Nixon tongue ring. That's what gets on there. Type in KATG and then you get a discount and all that stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll see you in a minute.
I'm going to the bathroom first. Anybody want to get behind me? All right, Keith, you're fourth.
Behind
all right.
You.
You know what's disgusting? Or shame on me, rather? Now I hear about Brilla's bloody asshole. I don't want to go in after him. It's disgusting.
No, I'm good, man. My day is...
Now tell me
good.
You can't get AIDS from a toilet seat.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? I think doctors
nobody's
are
nobody's bleeding on the toilet seat.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Get ready to get fucked with, bitch.
I'm ready, pussy.
I shit on you! I shit all over you! I shit all over you!
Oh my God.
I shit on you! I shit on you!
I shit on your pussy.
No, you don't. I shit on you. How would that even work?
Well, okay. Everything has to go silent, and you have to say,
you fucking idiot!
I shit on you!
You fucking idiot!
I shit on you!
You fucking idiot! I shit on you!
And your family, I shit on them as well!
I shit on you! I shit all over you! I shit all over you!
Oh my God!
I shit on you! I shit on you! I shit on you!
I was gonna shit on you!
I shit all over you! I shit all over you!
Your turn!
I shit on you! I shit on you!
I just shat on you! Oh, good. We're back. No messes. Oh, good.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you.
Did any plastic fall out or anything?
Nothing came out.
Excellent.
Just normal.
Still in there, you think?
Feels weird.
Then it's in there.
When you take in the ass, Newsy's with us right now, by the way.
Hello. Yo.
When anybody in this room takes in the ass, do you feel like you have something in your ass all day long?
I do.
Yeah? Like you fuck in the morning all day long. You're like, it's not supposed to be open like that, and it feels strange.
The after effect feels strange, yeah. I guess the whole point about it, anal, is like when it's hitting the prostate, it feels good, but then any other time after that, it just feels weird.
If you have good sex, Henda, do you feel your vagina all day long?
Possibly.
So there you have it. I'm not used to the receiving end.
Yeah, but I had sex in the butt.
I do not like it.
I had sex in the butt. All it made me do was poo, which was fun.
I mean, I've had girls tell me later in the day, I still feel you. That's good.
Right. But I don't know if they really mean it. Like, it's gross. I didn't know you felt it like this. I thought you felt it nice. This is unnerving.
That's different. I also had a suppository, and very different.
Have you ever, Newsy, fucked a guy in the ass and then go, come on, you got to take this out of your ass first? And he had a suppository in there.
No, I did. Oh, gosh, I wasn't going to mention this. The the guy that I met from Craigslist back in Virginia, the one that I fucked in the model home.
Yes, I'm Walter Cronkite over here. It's not your fault. Go on.
I actually fucked him while he had hemorrhoids once.
How do you know that?
Oh, I could see it. It looked like a jelly bean on his asshole.
Shut up.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything before because it's so gross, but...
Was it like bleeding or anything?
No, it was just like it.
Was it?
Like,
did it
I
look
swear
like
to God,
it was
almost like there was a jelly bean and like underneath his skin, and we had to stop, you know, halfway through because it hurt too much. But I was like, I guess I'm gonna fuck him if he wants it that bad. Sure, let's go for it. Yeah,
is that dangerous to you? I am so unknowing about medicine. I would believe I'd get hemorrhoid dick.
No, because I know what it's from. It's from pushing too hard or for something like that. So, like,
sure?
I think something pops. It's something
sure
that
it
can
hemorrhoid?
Be. That's what he's.
Yeah, right? Like, right.
Listen
ass
to me.
Herpes?
What,
right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, why
I'm
would
so
you
gullible.
Done? Why would you assume it's a hemorrhoid? That's true.
He told me beforehand.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I suck. I'm so stupid.
I pushed too hard on my. I got 10 hemorrhoids all over my groin. I pushed too hard.
Yeah, why am I so dumb?
How's
that's
that,
the horny
that,
is dangerous.
Is that the, which is the dumbest part? The Craigslist, the model home,
right,
the hemorrhoid? I can't tell which is the fucking dumbest part of all.
Horny is dumb, isn't it?
Horny's very dumb.
Like, Newsy sends out Twitters about the dangers of his horniness.
Well, I have to stay off of the Craigslist and the Adam for Adam when I get horny because I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to some guy's house if I'm horny enough. So I have to jerk off before it gets to that point.
Do you feel like it's some kind of an addiction?
An addiction. I really feel like it's more of like a transformation and all my morals.
My asshole
and
goes from this to this.
All my morals and good reason just goes out the window, and I'm like, all right, I got to do something right now.
How many times a day does that happen?
round down.
No, like the horny, like the dangerous side of the impulse is, it's really like at night when I'm in front of the computer and I have access to porn. Throughout the day, I do get a very strong like sexual urge. Like if you ever feel like a pang in your stomach or something like that, I feel that and I'm like, oh wow, I'm horny right now. But it doesn't really get to that dangerous point until I have like the access.
Do you, if you are at home alone all day, how many times do you jerk off? Wait, I
want to
guess. I think you've told me actually once, but I can see you doing it at least three times.
Two, three on a date if I'm really, really into it. I don't really jerk off that much.
Why
only
not?
Because, I don't know, I try and like fill the day with everything else. I try to save the jerking off till like the end of the day.
That's like a reward.
The only time I do it in the morning is if I missed it that night. I feel kind of guilty. And I'm like, I got to make up for last night.
That's funny.
You feel guilty for not jerking off.
I feel weird. I'm like, something's just not right. I just didn't, yeah.
I'm sorry, Lord, for you giving me this great power and I didn't use it today.
Do you use butt plugs or anything like that?
No, I don't even use finger or anything. I'm kind of uncomfortable with things up my ass.
You're a total top.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know, we mean everything. Light bulbs count, all this.
Light bulbs and screwdrivers and all that. Yeah, I did it for a guy on camera once back when I was in Virginia, and it was just a weird experience.
What, your
for
finger?
Me. No, a Sharpie. Yeah, it was one of the big thick Sharpies, and I just wasn't into it.
Did you move it up first?
Yeah. Which I really think it's probably different for me. If I was with a guy, then I'd probably be a little bit more into it. But I just feel weird putting things in my butt.
Was the camera on your ass or on your face giving the expressions of the...
No, I don't want to see my face. It was on my ass. I was on my back.
So you have respect.
Yeah, nobody needs to see that weird face. Have I?
Have you been? Have you had sex in your butt with somebody else?
Anybody ever fucked your
ass? It didn't happen. Like, we attempted. God, I was like 16.
Is your ass a virgin?
I would honestly say, yeah.
I told you I had more than Newsy.
Yeah, you have way more experience. Well, like, when you think about it, most of my experience has been just blowing guys and occasionally fucking them. It's always been like in a situation like in a car or in an elevator or a stairwell or.
Okay, you can't use my bathroom either. Right. Sorry, I've grown up to do. I don't like this.
Spent the whole day with this guy. He was the boom guy, the boom mic.
Yeah, he didn't tell us. He didn't let us know. Yeah. He wants to suck that mic off.
Exactly.
He kept sticking it in my face.
See, I like to things in faces, but not so much the ass. One day, maybe.
I thought. And I think I'm done, because this is unnerving to me, but I thought, like, the box of suppositories would be, like, two or three. Maybe you got to put in more than once. There's 65 in that fucking box.
65?
No. I don't know how many. It's like 30 or 40, it looks. I mean, it's just, there's tons of them.
Wow.
Like, what am I, suppository party?
I'm taking a few.
So
put it in and put a plug in, and maybe that'll, like, if you're ever worried about it falling out or something like that, it's in there for good. No.
I'm not using 60. That's all I know.
Hey, you know what? You never know. You get addicted to those things.
You get addicted. Put a couple in at a time. I heard about
people getting addicted to enemas.
You should try one in your ear.
Maybe. Maybe. I got the fucked up ear again. A different ear.
It's all connected, man.
Right. Makes no sense. Maybe. Why not? Throw a little fucking medication in that.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing my dick out. Who cares? It's medicine. What can that be bad?
Does it tell you on the thing 2 to 3 times a day, 4 to 6 times a day?
6 times a day after each bowel movement. Now, who's
shitting 6 times a day?
Right, exactly.
Well, after you put that in.
Well, me, after I put my first one in. I'm like, get out! Get out! It's a never-ending cycle.
That's why you have to keep reapplying it, because you keep shitting it out.
Right. I'm really only taking one a week, if you think about it.
Box a day.
Well, we'll see what happens. Right, a box a day. $12 for 60. Not bad, right?
It's weird. I remember, like, my first time putting a tampon in. Is this gross now? You guys all talked about your asses.
Yeah, now it's gross.
You just talked about a dude sucking and fucking. I think that'll be okay.
You've had
continue.
It in
your...
You know what?
I'll tell you my tampon story, too, if you want. It's cool. Probably worse.
Well, it's funny that kind of brings this up, because I do think I have toxic shock syndrome.
Well, I was 18 years old, and I was on a trip with my best friend. We were going skiing, but I think there was a pool, and everybody was going to the pool, and I had my period, and I do not like putting things in my vagina. I just lost my virginity. It was just like, and I don't know how to like figure shit out yet. And so my best friend was with me and she's like, here we go. I'm going to teach you how to do it. And I was like, you can't come in. She's like, all right, won't come in. So I'm 18 years old.
Slower, babe.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how this
Were you using pads before this?
I was. I love pads. To this day, I'm a pads girl. I will not. I will even go to the beach in my period. No tampon. I will just go in there bloody as shit. Fuck that.
Thanks for attracting sharks.
No problem.
I do find, right, she's responsible when you see something in the news about a guy missing his thigh. So, and they go, are we ever swim again? Like, yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm going to have to bleed next month. Take it easy.
Every 3 months now, we're all safe.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't bleed that much anymore because I'm on the pill. It's awesome.
You're a champ.
Yes, I am. Thank you. So, I'm in the room. I'm in the bathroom. And she's outside of it. And she goes, here's what you do. And she's step by step going, okay. And this thing had an applicator, which is why I thought yours would have an applicator. She's like, stick it up there. I'm like, it hurts. And she goes, you're not doing it right. I start over. And then I put it in. I'm like, it still hurts. And she's like, you're doing it wrong. Take it out. Start again. And she like walks me through. She's like, put your foot on the toilet seat and stick it this way. Slide it in. Push the thing. It'll stay in. Hide the string. You're good to go.
And then she tells you.
I did it and it was great.
And she tells you, I'm just joking. It doesn't go in the asshole.
And she was so nice to me.
There is, you know, and I could, like how Hemda can, I don't know about bloody asshole. But other things, like I can hear about Hemda or, you know, some woman I'm dating, and it really wouldn't bother me. We're all messed up. But there's something about the tampon with the string. Is that what a tampon is, or it's not a tampon, it's a pad?
It's a tampon. Right? Am I being redundant? And the string is out.
Okay, so if the string is out and I see that on a lady, There's nothing less attractive. And I've seen, like, girls, they somehow forget, and we go to fuck, and I'm like, I am done. And they go, well, just take it out. And that's too much. See, Newsy's getting wigged out. Like, what?
Well, Newsy's gay.
Well, we were talking about vaginas and stuff. You know, I'm like, no, this is just weird. And why is it weird? But it's weird.
This is, what's weird is
I should like it because it's holding my place. But it's very strange.
Where I'm from, Keith, there was always an insult that if you were acting really girly around a bunch of dudes who were really macho,
right,
you'd say, hey, don't trip on your tampon string on the way out.
Right.
Well, what's weird is Keith doesn't get grossed out by anything.
It's funny,
that is bizarre.
I've, on many occasions, you know, like, no, I got my period. I'm like, please. I just, all of a sudden, I put the right music on and this and that, whatever, and I pull that thing out.
You slide out the vagina. And say,
I slide right in.
I put it into a cup. I light it like a candle, and it's all gravy. I'll go down. Actually, my first DVD, Coming of Age, has a hidden track on there. Not really hidden, just go through the track list. But it's when I used to do stand-up weekly
at Surf Reality,
where me and Henda met. The Surf Reality ended up closing down. It's a big party. The place was packed. And I ended up doing, you know, another 5 to 10 minutes, whatever it was. And I talked about periods. But anyway, I have no problem going down on periods. I eat eggs. It's an omelet to me. But there's something about the tampon hanging out that just grosses me out.
Weird.
I don't know what it is.
That's weird.
Nothing about the blood?
No, I wear pads, and you can see, like, everything that came out. He's not grossed out.
Nope.
You ever wake up in the morning and forget about it, like you think there's a mouse next to the bed or something? And then you're like, oh, little mouse! Oh, sorry, baby, I got it.
Maybe that's what's bothering me. I think a mice.
Because because you pull it out and it expands. And it all of a sudden, it's not bright red blood. It's like turns brown, you know what I mean? And then it's just sitting there. And then, of course, if you forget it for like 2 or 3 days.
That's disgusting.
And it gets stuck to the floor. And you're like, oh, my God, there's a fucking mouse next to the bed. Like, oh, no, I was just drunk and I fucked you right in your vagina that had the blood coming out 2 nights ago.
The sad thing is that I know exactly what you're talking about.
Is that sad or is that just...
That's not sad.
No, this is like our second comparison today, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
We're the same person. Where the funds go?
Which of you two bought glue traps after that situation?
Stylize this is saying, oh, Keith doesn't like it. Brother Love, it's a fucking ripcord. Here we go.
Most of my experience with tampons is I used to be a janitor.
I used to be a janitor.
So you go into the bathroom and you see this red cloud floating at the top and this like semi reddish pinkish thing floating at the bottom of the toilet, and you just got to go clean that out. That was fun, really fun.
It's a learning experience, Newsy. You should know about these things.
You, 18 years old. I mean, I knew how to put a tampon in when I was like 12.
I know.
I sat. You know what I mean? I would sit in the bathroom and even at just home, and I would say, "Well, what's this next to me? What's that?" My mother always loved the pads and the tampons, and the pads. She used the ones that looked like they were from like 1950. That had the picture of the nurse. What is that? Mamorex, Mamasim?
No,
I don't know.
Like
anyways,
that.
And it's just the box is as big as like a shirt box, like a large shirt box. And these pads,
they unknowingly started with wings.
The pads are humongous. And it's like, and there's
that's old school.
There's
though.
A picture of a nurse with a nurse's cap on it. And I'd be like, what the fuck? I mean, you know, and then you think it's your mom, so she's older. And then I was like, all right. Then there was no instructions for that because it's just pads. You know, I'm having taken a dump. So then I see, well, here's the Tampax box. What's in here? And I'd open it up. I was like, look, it's a picture. It's a picture of vagina. You know, it's drawn. It's a little, you know,
You end up jerking off to the woman on the pads.
Hey, I looked at her. She winked. But no, I did. I remember looking at the thing. Like, that's what a vagina looks like. That's how you put the tampon in. I was 12 years old.
I know. I was slow. I got my period at 11. Still did not know. But I don't... I was very... it's very sensitive over there. And even, like, it's just... It's just too much. It was just
weird.
Overwhelming
it
to
is,
me.
It's Massengill. Yes, thank you, Brother Darkness. Massengill.
Mm. I remember that.
I mean, it's a pink big box. Yeah. The pads are, each of them, are the size of your head. They're humongous.
Ugh. This explains so much. This was like a therapy session right here, and you just were like, this is what I like to do if I see a girl in this situation. And this is when I was a kid and I ran into this situation.
If you want to get to know somebody, right, before you marry them, you take them camping for a week, and you tell them... You ask them to tell you the story about. Well,
but
they've
do you
mostly
take them,
been around periods.
Do you take them camping on their periods?
Never. Really? Good God, no. Hide your fucking picnic basket
the
in
bears.
A tree.
The bears.
The bears come after that.
Yeah, if you feel like you found the one, do it in one day or 1 week. Cut hair. Both of you cut your hair. Look at each other, take a shit, and go camping.
Right.
And if you could get through all those three things,
I don't know if
Mazel Tov.
Do we need to watch each other take a shit?
Yes, because if you, it's forever, baby.
you're gonna walk in one day,
or you're gonna have to help. You know,
by
what I mean?
Accident.
Or
yeah, you're gonna have to put a put a suppository in.
I'll do that more than watching you shit. Because if I don't need to do it,
right, cut hair, suppository, and go camping.
I think that's the relationship-ending cocktail right there.
I don't mean to give
all the relationship book away.
Give the book away, exactly. Chapter 2: Shits and Suppositories. Dear Keith and Henda, Justin writes this. I've seen a lot of couples get into big fights over what to go to for dinner, like you guys were saying the other day. Here's my solution. One person in the relationship chooses 4 to 5 specific places to go eat. The other person must choose from those places. Usually the person being wishy-washy should choose second. And the follow-up rule is, if the second person can't choose among those options, then the first person decides where to go. Of course, playing nice is the way to make sure everyone is happy, and choosing different styles of food helps. For example, don't choose all Mexican places, and don't choose places that you know the other person doesn't like. Of course, if you choose first, only choose places that you actually want to go. Psychologists call this, look at this, this is a class, you gotta be a doctor to understand this, paradox of choice. People who have a large number of choices are less satisfied with the choice they make, whereas people with very few choices, say 4 to 5, will be more satisfied with their choice. Maybe give it a shot. It's always worked with me and my girlfriend, Justin, 34, straight, male, shits galore. That makes sense to me. I do understand the theory where if you get too many choices, not necessarily food, you feel like you missed out. I don't know all my choices. But you got 4 or 5, you know what you don't want, and then you feel good about it.
I've seen Newsy do that in restaurants. They hand him the menu, and he goes, they shouldn't have done this. Like, he knows what he's going to order until the menu gets handed to him. Have I seen you do that?
Usually I go into a restaurant, I'm getting chicken fingers.
Right.
And then if I see the menu and I'm like, well, wait, what if I want this? Why all the choices now?
I want chicken fingers.
I think that if we don't know what to do, I'll say a restaurant. If you don't like it, it's your turn to say a restaurant. If I don't like it, it's my turn to say a restaurant.
That sounds more reasonable. I can't stand being with people who are just, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Pick a fucking place. If you know you like somewhere, go there.
You know where the big thing comes from, though? I think guys, and I don't know if I just think this because I'm a guy, never mind all the ass talk, I am, that the guy really doesn't care. Mm-hmm. The woman does care, usually. And we say we don't care. We're not being indecisive. We know where this is going to go. Yeah. Then I'll make a place. And you'll go, no, you don't know. Oh, no. How about this? Well, you don't know my dad had cancer there. Right. And I'm like, well, you know what? I honestly don't care. Wow, you don't even care about me. Like, just
See, but as I was saying before, you always don't care until it's time to care. If you don't care so much, we're going to Thai food. And I know you're going to, like...
But if we
hate that, you know what I mean? It's just, or the good Italian place that I like that you despise. You care a little bit.
Well, Keith cares a little bit more than most people when
he cares,
comes to things
right?
like that.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're the only one who thinks you don't care.
Oh, I give a shit.
Right. But you do that and you say, I don't know, because I really don't care. I do the same thing. I don't care. Right. Unless you give me something specific that I don't care about, right? Other than that, I don't care.
Right.
And then I say,
right. Then if you give me specific, of course I care.
Right. But then it's like, but then I say, well, what about you? What do you want to do? And I don't mean to sound like a pussy. You know what I mean? Because then a girl turns around and be like, man up. You know, take me out. We're going out, whatever. But I'm like, I'm being sensitive to you. I'm, you know,
yeah,
I'm
but the
being
thing is you know what? Then it's always up to me. It's always up to
you
me.
Do
what
it
do you
so
go?
Well. I mean, we have to, everybody does something well, right?
See that, Lauren?
Are you
appreciating that you're gay right now? Because I am.
Well, right on. Because my attitude is if
I am not gay.
You pick this restaurant and you did a good job, then I will fuck you later very well and I'll do my job.
I understand, but I will fuck you very well later also. What the fuck?
That's not guaranteed. I can't speak for you.
Well, I can. You're speaking for what?
Brother Loser, you're right.
All right, thank you.
You're absolutely right. Then I take you to the dinner that I made up, and you hate everything, I won't know because you won't tell me because you don't want to hurt my feelings.
Oh, so
I
never have an opinion.
Exactly,
right. So never have an opinion in a relationship ever.
I'm already getting yelled at. We didn't even fucking talk about dinner. We're full.
You?
How am I yelling at you? Is yelling
amazing, right?
Incredible. Hand me a shot, buddy.
When does this book come out?
You guys should read it.
I went to a Subway shop, and they're all the same. Quiznos, Subway, you know. I went to one of those places.
Quiznos is better than Subway.
And I wish they wouldn't. I agree. I wish they wouldn't give me so many choices. For example, I go in there, and I go, oh, the teriyaki bullshit looks good. And they go, okay. So they heat up the chicken, and they go, so what would you like on it? The picture. I want it to look like the picture. They're like, well, you can have whatever you want. And I'm like, I can't tell. Is that lettuce or pickles?
He'll sincerely say that. He goes, what comes with it? He goes, well, you have a choice of it. He goes, what comes with it?
Right,
and then he looks at me, and I'm like, okay, baby.
It's, you know what? I'm looking at the pictures. It's either if I order the Angus steak, or I order the cheese steak, or I order the, it's you put the steak in the microwave, and then you said, so what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know. That has cheese. Well, do you want provolone or this or that? And I'm like, I don't know. What did the scientists think I wanted when they made the commercial?
You know what's funny about that is that we shit on the Chinese so much, but they actually have it down with their menus. Number two, that's it. Done. You
see,
know what
that,
I mean?
And I'm exactly the opposite. I'm
oh, like, forget it. You're the worst. I swear to God, every time I love going out to eat with you, and I hate it so much. Every fucking time.
Can I substitute this? Can I have this on the side?
Yeah, this guy substitute this. Oh, and what I don't want is this, and what I do want this. Okay. Wait a second. And then if you think that they're not getting you, then you actually make it worse. Because, like, okay. Never mind what I just said. I'll just take this, but with that on the side. And then they're like, well, what are you telling me that I'm an asshole? And you know what? It always comes out wrong.
But you know what?
It always comes out. We go to your favorite place, the lunch place. Always. Every time. My shit. Every time. I've been there six times with you. Every time I ordered something, it came out right. Every time you ordered something, it came out wrong.
That's not true. They fuck up your order also.
Never once. You didn't get the hummus? Or hummus? What the hell?
Oh, God, don't start.
Right? Right? Amazing. She never gets the hummus. Right? Even she, I never gets it. Seltzer? Can I get a seltzer, please? With a little lemon. Lemon never comes. We've been there every time. Every
it's
time.
It's not my fault. I say it nice. Do I not say it nice?
I guess, but maybe you, I don't know. You're just that Israeli thing. Maybe I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I pick up on it.
Oh, my God. Am I nice in a restaurant? Can somebody please chime in
you
here?
You are. You're very nice.
This sounds nice. Sure. That's how you get a proper answer. Is that in the book?
Right.
You don't think I'm nice?
It's just hard when you have 17 ways. If you have 17 changes, you know what you have to do? It's like what I went into my bar, Stillwater, right, that I love. You know what? I didn't like this sandwich. I didn't like that. So we made the Brolo.
I should go around just making the chemda.
They'll appreciate it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
If you went to your one place all the time.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what happens to somebody that doesn't care.
Right.
I'll take this like this. And that.
I know. I have issues because I don't like any condiments. And if you go to a sandwich place, everything comes with mayo and mustard, and it's already on the thing.
And then
I'm
it's like, can I have hot sauce? And they never bring the hot sauce every time.
I know.
I feel your pain.
I'll go, just a little bit of mayo, and they go,
right.
And I'm like, that's not in the commercial.
Right.
None of that's in the commercial.
They always think they're doing you a favor. Bartenders do this a lot. Like, you said a little mayo? Oh, you want a vodka soda? They like, I'll give you extra mayo, extra vodka. Like, you're going to love this. It's like, no, if you do it the way the scientists made it,
right,
you know, or the
right.
drinkologist made it, the mixologist, we will enjoy our drink. We will enjoy our food much better. You're not doing me a favor by putting 15 feet of tuna fish on a sandwich. I can't eat it. I get a cramp in my face, and I'm hating life. You know what I mean?
I'd sneak in a flask if I didn't want to enjoy myself.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that. I've been to a couple bars, and they'd be like, hey, I like you. Here's your whatever, rum and coke. Yeah. And it's like, this is all rum. And then I'm like, can you just add a little? And they're like, what, pussy? And I'm like,
I'll order more if there's less booze in it.
Right.
You know?
No way to win this world.
Sigh.
No Jesus. Way to win.
I can kill myself.
Is that in the commercial at all?
No, we're not cursing in the commercial. Although one of us, Lauren, not me, Lauren, slipped up a few times. Lauren, on a few takes, she said shit.
You said fuck.
I did not. I said fuck. I did, but I stopped the take.
We can't use it.
No, I did not.
We can't use it.
The take that we did, you guys thought I said fine. But when I did curse, I actually stopped the take. Because I knew that the take could not. Why waste any of your time or my time?
Jeez. See, what I do is I just keep going so that it's easier for McNally or whoever to cut around it. You know, just snip, snip,
right.
Boom, it's
put
gone.
Put a bunny
because
in there when the curse word came.
With my professional career.
Have a picture
what
of
the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, that's brilliant.
A picture of her cock comes
keep
over
it
her mouth real quick.
Keep it!
Hey, as the audio guy, Newsy, who was the better actor, would you say?
Oh, jeez.
Better actor?
There's Brolo, of course, and Lauren, who did a better acting job. I knew Lauren would rub your arm. I knew that.
Yeah. You could jerk it to me tonight. Without me in the room.
As if I needed permission for
I'll
that.
I'll be home. I'll be home, but I'll be sending you sexy thoughts. How about that?
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Lauren. She's giving me a lot. She's giving me a lot more to go with. Is all.
How could Brolo improve his acting?
Oh my God.
Improve? No, it's not necessarily about improving. It's just she was on her game today. She was on her game today. I'm going to do it out of spite. How about that?
You just
and
came
I'm
going to
text
more.
You too. I'm going to text you and let you know that I just came. and what we did.
I want fine. It better be. I'll know the difference because if it's text all fucked up, I'll know you text me with your wrong hand, which means you're jerking with the right hand.
I've never been virtually raped.
No, man. Newsy's been flirting with me all day. Him with the boom mic and my face like that.
You're
him
both
telling
gay.
Me this.
Who cares?
I don't know. I don't really know what his strategy is, but thanks anyway.
But anyway, so how could I get better in the acting today?
Oh, God, you guys were both kidding, amazing. Look at Keith's face like the devil.
I know. He just did. You know what he just did to me? Okay, I understand.
Keith and hello.
I thought we were great today.
Newsy, what did you think of my acting?
Your ass? I thought it was great. I thought your ass was great.
It was. Don't give it away.
My ass makes a cameo,
Don't
though.
Give the cameos away, but her ass is in it. I'll tell you that much.
Great.
Listen to this story.
15-year-old Calvino Inman has been stricken with a medical mystery.
My eyes are bleeding.
The tears of blood are a daily occurrence for Calvino, who says it can last up to an hour.
Can you imagine? I hate crying as it is. Mm-hmm. If your chick cried blood... Woo! Woo!
This tampon's probably in there too tight.
It's coming up like a tear. Like I felt my eyes watering. Sometimes it'll burn as it comes out. Oof.
Calvino's mother has taken the teenager to countless specialists who've left them without a firm diagnosis and no treatment.
But the scariest thing in my life is when he looked at me and said, Mom, am I going to die? That right there broke my heart.
Honestly, I'd be more scared if blood was pouring down my kid's face.
Or out your ass.
Right.
Ophthalmologist Rex Hamilton says Inman could be suffering from a rare condition called hemolacria, which means bloody tears.
He went to school for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I could have told you.
Right.
Not only may he suffer from bloody tears, I put my degree on the line and say he does suffer from bloody tears. For example,
the tissues around the eye, skin around the eye, the eyelids, we have the white part of the eye. Any of those areas could be the cause of bleeding.
Look into vampires. Yeah, no nobody's kidding. Looking into
He's
vampires.
He's not watching True Blood?
It's all the rage
Mother
now.
Says right. she is running out of hope.
More than anything, I just truly want somebody to say, I've seen this. I can help this family. I'll do whatever I have to do. I just please want somebody to help my baby.
That's all she wants.
She's already at the doctor.
She should capitalize on this. If nothing else, who else has ever cried blood except for what? Virgin Mary?
I would happily go to the freak show and check out her kid.
Yeah, no doubt. Can you do it on command? Or, you know, can I punch him in the face?
He made himself bleed by like hurting himself in the beginning. He squeezed his finger or something like that. And what's funny is he seems really excited to be on camera. So he's all smiley. He's like, watch me bleed out of my eyes.
He's actually pulling it from his asshole and just dumping it on his eyes. I know.
So gross.
He wiped his suppository on his eyes.
No big deal. Yeah, I need to see this Please. In person.
Come on, exactly.
I need to see this in person. Now go around. Here's what you do. You set up a little store window or something, a little shop on the street. And you go, hey, you can't punch me, of course, but try to make me cry. Mm-hmm. $5, you have a minute to make me cry.
I like that.
I'd pay $5.
In fact, you know what? Forget the circus game we got to throw the ball. Where the person dumps into the water.
Right.
I like that better.
Yeah.
$5, make me cry.
I sleep on the train in Jacksonville saying, you have a bloody asshole. Where's your news coverage?
Well, I'm just getting used to what I'm doing, but I'm going to figure it out before I'm on Good Morning America. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you got to be cured by the time you get on the show, you know?
Yeah. And you have Barbara Walters interview you. She can make you cry. Uh-huh. Just look at her. She makes me cry. He's dry as a cucumber down there, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
I think cucumbers are kind of moist.
Yeah. I don't know. It just came to me.
You think she has to lube up her tampon?
She doesn't need it.
Oh, my God. Oh, she doesn't
Why would she need a tampon?
Okay. Yeah, she doesn't need it.
Once you need lubrication, you don't bleed anymore.
Nah, you just take a baseball bat and beat the shit out of that thing.
Oh, my God. That hurt me in my vagina. That really did.
No, that's what he calls it, his baseball bat.
Man, home runs, baby. Thank home you. Runs all day. Home runs all day.
Have you heard about this family? I haven't. The Duggars. Bob, Jim Bob. Oh, of course.
Right. And Peggy Sue.
What do you think this story's about? They already have 18 children. Never mind one grandchild, but that's neither here nor there. They're having their 19th baby arriving this spring. She's pregnant.
How old
and
are they?
And they couldn't be happier.
The family. She's 42. They couldn't be happier.
He's 44.
This never gets old, the guy says.
How can you say that?
Because it doesn't. A newborn is every day. It never gets old.
It never gets old, only being able to fuck my wife every 9 months.
That's true. There's like a 3-month period where you're not allowed to have sex after you have a baby. And then all the tearing and the, oh, jeez. What does her vagina look like?
It looks like it looks like a spare bedroom.
It looks like a catcher's mitt from 1923.
This never gets old. We are so grateful for each child. We're looking forward to our first grandbaby, of course, and our 19th child. The oldest son, by the way, is 21. His wife is 21.
So it's every year. It's every time they can have a baby, they have a baby.
And it's never going to be good enough to get picture going to that house for Thanksgiving. You're one of those kids. When are you going to have a kid? I have 7 kids. Right. Get right. It to the double digits already. Give your life meaning.
Mm-hmm. How do they get around? Because you have to go to, let's say,
probably
your
an
cousin's
RV.
House, you know?
Yeah, you got to have your own bus.
They have a bus.
That's great.
It's ridiculous.
So they had to have like a very special license to drive just them around.
I just don't get it. I mean, I you know, if I had a kid, I'd want a show that just taught me about one kid.
But how does the sperm still stay in there to fertilize anything?
Oh, because it's a big gaping hole.
In her nanny, yeah.
I was you're surprised it's anything
how
sticks.
How does it even just stay? How can it swim up?
Sit. Brother Love has a point. I don't know that these. I don't think these people necessarily have a show. But you see all these shows now: Learning Channel, Octomom, of course. You have 18 kids, and you start watching. How do they deal with that? How about a regular show? Right. How do you deal with one?
Right.
Let's start there.
I wouldn't know what to do in a million years. Right. Absolutely. And if I watched it, kids with 18 kids, I'd be wrong for my one kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you got to spread it out. You can't be all.
You find out your kid, his asshole's bleeding.
Right. What do you do?
I'd trade him in.
Right. I'd just say, next in line. And then he goes to the back of the line, or she.
Right.
And I won't. And maybe by the time you get back to the front of the line, everything will be fine. I still got 17 more kids to deal with.
Or he'll be dead and you won't have to worry.
Gay, alcoholism, not in school, too much school. You know, by the time he comes around, is your ass better? I knew it, honey.
I'm sorry. I should have known. They are on TLC, as a matter of fact. 18 kids and counting. And airs Tuesday nights, and they're right. They didn't. They weren't. So they probably made him sign some. It's so weird what you got to sign in this business.
Please.
And they probably
your next kid is ours.
You have to. You have to sign that you will have another kid. You have to promise us you'll have another kid because we're going to call it 18 and counting. So you have to have another kid in 9 months.
At what point do you call it vanity or stupidity? Because they're just. Because ultimately, it's like. Let's just keep having them. Let's just keep having them because they want to, you know, it's like those people from the old country that want to make sure their seed goes on. Right. And maybe they're concerned that their seed might be a little bit too weak mentally to completely fulfill. You know, it's like you just spread them all around and see how they all do.
You what? I'll definitely have 2 successes out of 19.
Exactly. Right.
So that makes me feel good.
And 2 gays.
And 2, you know what? Yeah. They say 1 out of 5 people are gay.
They got 3.5 gays.
I like
in there.
Those odds.
What percentage have diseases and all this? Never mind retardation and that kind of thing.
Never mind that 42 is not really that young to have a baby.
That's true. That's
I mean,
dangerous.
It's not crazy anymore.
But it's
at
dangerous
42,
enough.
But it's definitely putting you into the danger zone for sure. Stylized, this is saying, can you kill one for spare parts or stem cells? See, now you have.
In China, yes. You can
done,
do that.
Taken
in China.
Care of.
Yeah, who's going to know? Like, let me see all your kids, right? Right. And you go, and they go, there's only 17 here. And you go, I think I would know.
I wonder.
Meanwhile, and then one starts shitting on the floor, the other one starts jerking off, and they go, okay, everything's good here. I'm out. This is disgusting.
I'd like to see the version of, because, you know, in China, right, you can only have one kid now for the longest time. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Something like that? I mean, are they aware of these shows, the 18 kids? Right. You know what I mean? Like, what? We must look absolutely bananas insane to them. You
they
know?
Are the land of opportunity. Right. The pussy's open 24/7.
I make them all, baby! Ah, you go home! You come in!
Jeez. Mackie's writing from work. He's a little upset that work is interrupting him learning about what goes into people's asses and bleeding.
Get a better job.
I would be too.
This is important stuff.
That's why I don't have a job anymore.
I didn't 35, I didn't know about suppositories.
Can I have this suppository? I might experiment at home.
Did you name it? Do you need Brolo to sign it?
I like Tux. Tux is fine.
Tux?
Yeah, Tux.
Would you that's the suppository.
I'm thinking rhymes like, with
that he's doing Cockney.
Socks.
Oh,
yes.
Newsy. Oh, newsy.
Now put a little. I don't. You know, you do take some of your pubic hair on.
Okay. Right? All right. Very good. Brother Love, of course. You go to brotherloverocks.com.
Brotherloverocks.com has some of the greatest music that inspires you to do all kinds of different things. Just rock out, to run,
right? Exercise, fucking.
Yeah. exercise fucking. Unfortunately, Keith and I have had sex to your fucking song because it was in the... God damn it.
Thank you.
But
I liked it. I high-fived you, buddy.
If you know... It's a little better when he's not your best friend, but... Anyway, check it out, brotherloverocks.com. Lauren Hennessy is out of work and her birthday is coming in 10 days. Is that nice? No, that's not nice. LaurenHennessy.com. Click on her face if you want to donate. She has been trying to do some work. She tried the guitar in the train, the guitar in the park. She's been doing balloons in the park. That's been a little bit more successful. We'll put some pictures up for that.
How do you like it?
I love it.
What's the most money you made?
Well, we went the first time
I
together.
I helped her out the first time.
Yeah, and we made like $50 in an hour. Kind of,
total.
Or $55 in an hour and a half.
In an hour and a half, yeah.
And yeah, total. And then I went to a smaller park and made $30 in an hour.
Which is pretty good, right? You just have to find the right times and stuff. And sometimes it's a bust when you go there because maybe somebody else is in your spot or, you know, it's raining or whatever.
So I'm sorry, you did better by yourself.
I guess I did, didn't I?
Your math is off, but okay.
Is it?
No, not
oh,
at all.
Because she,
you know
she
what, though?
It.
No way. We were at this busy park, and she's like speedy balloon girl. She's like, boom, here you go, boom. And I take a minute.
So, not only did you make more money than when you were with the veteran, you also, your balloons are worth more. They're more expensive per balloon.
It's a good thing I retired.
I'm going to stay out of this one. Just backing away.
And the left the biz at the right time.
Yeah, yeah. Bigger, better, faster now. LaurenHennessy.com. Her birthday is September 11th. Oh. Sigh.
Look on my face.
And Matthew Bray, truthfilms.com. He's got some incredible stuff up there. You've worked on your website quite a bit, right?
Yeah, actually, I have some new coding stuff that's going to be happening soon. But there's lots
new
of
coding.
New
coding. What does that mean?
Yeah. You're not using frames, I hope.
I'm definitely. Well, right now, actually, there's some bad looking frame stuff up. But
I'm sorry, 3:16 ratio or 4:8?
No, but I'm changing some of the coding for it. But otherwise, you can still look at a lot of footage and some other work that I've done in the past and some stuff that's going up pretty regularly. And I have a fairly big project that I'm going to be kicking off before I leave for Paris as well.
So. He's going to Paris! Can you imagine that?
Check it out.
I don't like it.
Well, check it out at truthfilms.com.
That's where I learned to busk. You would have asked me. I would have taught you some lessons about busking on the street.
Like what?
What is busking?
Busking is playing music on the streets.
Oh, teach me.
I played on in Paris, and I played music out mid-90s. I was there a couple of years with my old band, D Trip, and we were out there busking on the streets, and we made a shit ton of money, and we lived real well. I mean, I had a baguette every time I wanted one.
What's this, what's the secret?
It's just a way to when to ask for money, like when how to gather the crowd, when to ask for money. You really have somebody out there. Like, it's great to work with more than one person.
Oh, you had like a hype man, let's say?
Yeah, I don't know what that. Yeah, there's somebody out there who'd be like, what's your name?
Right.
You know?
Wow.
And you're like, well, where are you from? Where are we going to find you? And there was no internet or anything like that. Well, we're going to be playing here, is that? And then they get somebody, preferably. I mean, there was, if you can get a pretty girl, which there you go, there you are. And just walk around with the hat. There's just a certain timing about it all, and you collect, you make bank.
It's dope. Well, it wasn't that aggressive at all. But it goes also, Lauren's a little shy about her guitaring skills because she doesn't play guitar fully. She just kind of knows a couple things.
Yeah.
Right.
I just teach myself songs.
Yeah, so you need to learn, like...
I will. I'm going
so you need to learn it.
Yes, I'm going to. I'll get better at the songs I already know, and I'll start on some new ones.
Right.
I know, I just need to focus. Well, need to focus.
Well, good luck.
But I've been on a lot of job interviews.
Newsy, where are you? You'll be blowing a guy in the cellar and this weekend.
No. Where can we see your penis next?
Oh, my penis? No, I can't do that. newsychew.wordpress.com.
Newsy
I'm
chew.
Redoing my blog stuff with pictures and things.
Are you using frames?
No, gosh, no.
So 2000, whatever it is. Jesus Christ.
What's your blog again?
Newsychew.
Like Pikachu.
WordPress.com.
Is that right? Is that what you call it? Newsy Chew Pikachu?
Yeah, actually,
he smiles so cute.
Yeah,
with his
it doesn't
candy
matter.
Face.
It doesn't matter if his ass was touched or not. He's a faggot.
Candy face.
But thanks, Matt, and thanks, thanks all you guys for your help with the video.
Sure.
We'll do a little bit more of that. And also, right after this, so in about 10 to 15 minutes, You'll be able to download the new Keith and the Girl video, Henda in Hell.
It's amazing. It's fantastic.
And it's, this dude did, and you'll see all his information there if you want to see more stuff he did. But yeah, the guy's amazing.
Do me a favor, guys. When you watch this, take a little, have some fun. Put a drink in your mouth. See how fast does it take to spit it out. I think it's going to be within 2 seconds you spit.
There you have it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.